Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show, T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, have the latest. And the latest is a lot going on in college football. We'll get to that here in a second, but let's start with the Houston Texans and the Arizona Cardinals, as the injury report is out. And I ain't going to read them all, especially from the Cardinals, but they got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. They got 11 dudes on the did not practice. The Texans have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 on the did not practice. And I think only a couple. Marvin Harrison Jr., that's one to really watch. Paris Johnson, their tackle, I think is going to be out for this game. That's already been declared, but they got about 6 guys on here for rest. And then with the Texans, to me, there's only one guy on here that I think there's real concern if they won't play, because the guys that didn't practice, Azeez Alshire, Denico Autry, Trent Brown, Nick Chubb, Kamari Lashiter, Woody Marks, Sheldon Rankins didn't practice. To me, Clint, Nick Chubb is the only one that I look at and I wonder,
Yeah.
I wonder if he's going to go. He didn't return in the game, which he got injured on Sunday. He had the rib issue, is what he is sitting out for. Everybody else, I feel like this is more of a rest thing. This is late in the season type of deal. Let's get you off your feet. You guys got some nagging stuff, because all of these guys played on Sunday night. Nick Chubb, however, is the one. And I do think there is some significance to that as we've tried to talk. They're really, really short on the running back situation. And Dari Ogunbowale, who we think is best suited in special teams, has to take on a bigger role when Nick Chubb's out.
Well, this is the role that you want Dari Ogunbowale to play, is a third string back, the option when other guys are injured. And you can see where that dynamic on this roster, from a roster building perspective, adds some value. And so this is a different scenario with Dari Ogunbowale getting run than when he was one of four backs and being the third down back when everybody was healthy. That was an odd deal. I think to your point, I mean, the fact that Nick Chubb is on there and the fact that Woody Marks are on there together, your top two running backs, and one of them left the game last week after one carry and the other one hobbles his way to being really effective and helping this team win games, but he's clearly hobbling through it, whether it's getting poked in the eye or it's the foot or whatever it may be. There's clearly, this is a huge workload on Woody Marks right now. So, although, it'd be different if you had a full-blown, healthy Nick Chubb, and you could kind of minimize in this NFC game, you could kind of minimize the amount of carries that you give Woody Marks. But right now, really, I don't think you can plan on doing that. I mean, with a rib, I've never thought about ribs with a running back like that.
Ooh,
but
yeah,
but I mean, you know, he didn't even get hit. I mean, he didn't really get hit hard last week. He just stood up and kind of stretched his rib cage and was like, "Oh yeah, this ain't gonna go." And then we never saw him again. So, the way these running backs get grabbed and twisted and turned and bent around, I mean, I would think that's gonna be a tough heel overnight. So, we'll see, man. Keep an eye on that one.
Yeah, that is one to watch. As we just talked about that a little bit with Brandon, their running back room is really starting to get tight. Moving on from Damian Pierce, other guys, it's starting to get really, really tight there. So that's one to watch. Tomorrow, if these guys start to sit out, I think it'll get a little bit more serious. But I wouldn't expect that. I expect most of these guys to be back.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the other big news of the day, Michigan, they have fired Sharon Moore, who was the offensive coordinator during the time Jim Harbaugh was there. Jim Harbaugh left to go take on the Chargers, and then he was promoted as the head coach. And I'll be honest, it felt like it was shaky there with him, but he won 9 games this year and got to a good bowl game and has recruited well. And they've got Underwood's was a big-time recruit and a big-time quarterback. And maybe you thought next year may be the next step for him, but he has been fired. And he has been fired with cause, inappropriate relationship. Sharon Moore, after an investigation that found credible evidence he was engaged in inappropriate relationship with a staff member, quote from the athletic director, "This conduct constitutes a clear violation of university policy, and at UM maintains zero tolerance for such behavior." Biff Poggi.
Yeah, sorry. I knew that's what she's giggling at.
Oh, Biff. Biff. From Back to the Future, that Biff, if you're looking for Biff. Biff Poggi has been named the interim coach, and I think they're in the Citrus Bowl against Texas coming up. So we saw LSU a top 5 job. Florida feels like in that top 5, top 10 job. Penn State in that range. Great jobs. And Michigan is one of those ones. It's one of the biggest brands in the country. And right there with, I would say, like a Texas, like an Ohio State, that this is a big, big job that anybody will listen to. And obviously, they're late to the party, Clint. This is clearly not planned. But still, this is a job that any person is somebody that they will go after. This is a huge deal.
Well, look, first and foremost, I mean, just – golly, prayers up for his wife and kids, man. I mean, this is a bad situation all the way around. But when it comes to a football perspective, look, I don't think there's many programs out there where the state of college football is right now could pull NFL coaches away from good gigs at this level back to the college game. I think Michigan's one of them. I think Michigan's a job where the right guy could think that it's worth the hassle to be the Michigan head coach to deal with whatever the college football landscape is right now, which, by the way, obviously Michigan has navigated it fairly well, winning a national title, and the Underwood kid, as you mentioned, was one of the more highly publicized pursuits and payments to get a quarterback there. So clearly they got a better grip on it than most, but that's a job where I don't think it's only college coaches that'll be very interested. I think the pro coaches that may have a tie to Michigan or want to get into college football would this is a job they would consider. So
I've seen John Harbaugh, I've seen Nick Saban. Would this be one that pulls Nick Saban out? I don't
Miss Terry ain't letting that happen.
Yeah, maybe he was at Michigan State.
If there's any ill will at Michigan State, it'd be a reason to do it.
For me, you look at it, and I think anybody in the college football playoff, you said pros, anybody could be one. Dan Lanning at Oregon is one I would watch. from the Midwest, from Kansas City, has lived in that part of the country. I know he's got a pretty good gig in Eugene with Nike and everything, but hey, Ann Arbor, Michigan, they've got as much resources as anybody in the country. That's one that I would watch. 39 years old, yeah. he could be there for a long, long time. And then you know how they do, they're Michigan men. You don't know who's out there that may be a part of that. But this is one that could change. It could change. This could be a domino that changes another big job.
Yeah, it could change another big job. And you talk about Saban, all joking aside. I mean, that's a job that I think Saban.
That's what I was thinking of when you said that. That could make him think twice.
Well, you look across the board. I mean, not that I would hire him because he's kicking kickers and stuff, but you got Urban Meyer that's sitting on the panel right now in the studio for, what is it, Fox? He's doing all that for.
He was at Ohio State. You think they'd pull that number up?
Well, What about Brian Kelly? Yeah, Brian Kelly's out there. Like, I think coaches that have been out of the game and that are older coaches that have done a lot that got cush TV gigs or whatever. I think this is the kind of job that could make them really, really reconsider what their next 5 years looks like. And so,
I'm seeing a poll here: Kellen DeBoer, Brian Daboll, Lincoln Riley, Kenny Dillingham from Arizona State, Dan Lanning on this list.
I guarantee you.
Jed Fish.
Dillingham jump all over that.
Hell, I bet he would. I don't know. Yeah. Arizona State,
He's got a good life down there. Yeah, but boy, Michigan's a little different animal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we'll see. That's a huge job. Marcus Freeman, I couldn't see him leaving Notre Dame to go there, especially him going to Ohio State. Like, I think...
Why would you when you don't have to play a conference championship game? No?
The only place I think he would leave is the NFL or Ohio State. If Ohio State, he that's literally where he played. That's be the only spot. No, Bill O'Brien is not going there. He's staying He's staying at Boston College. Probably.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Phillip Rivers. We know they signed him to the practice squad yesterday, but he was out there on the practice field and. I feel bad, man. He really looked like he was 44 on that practice field, man.
He never was a real well built fella.
Yeah, but he was tall, but even more, he really looked like he was 44. Yeah. But Shane Steichen met with the media. Phillip Rivers also met with the media later on too. But Steichen told reporters that quarterback Riley Leonard, who finished last week's game after Daniel Jones suffered a season-ending Achilles injury, will practice today despite a knee injury. But he wouldn't say whether Riley Leonard would start on Sunday's game or 44-year-old Phillip Rivers, who just joined the Colts. He said, we'll see, when asked who was going to be able to be the starter in a game they got to have in Seattle. So he's out there. He's throwing. We saw him at practice, video footage of him at practice. This looks like this might happen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
He might get out there and play. But I looked at him, man. I didn't love it. He looked like a 44-year-old guy that's been a high school coach that is on the ballot for the Hall of Fame right now. Yeah. That is what he looked like.
Well, God, I mean, you just hope it's – I mean, you'd almost rather it be just bad if he does and throw several picks and be done with it. You just hope it's not that just three and out, three and out, three and out. Can't make the throw. The arm's not there to get it down the field.
I hope he just doesn't get drilled.
I got to believe that he can manage it.
Hope DeMarcus Lawrence doesn't come around the corner and just lay him out.
I got to believe that he can manage that sucker, man.
Yeah, he's smart.
I mean, he never was a guy that went off arm strength.
And was never somebody who took a lot of big hits.
No. I mean, he had to anticipate. He was a great anticipator. He got the ball out of his hand early. I think maybe even now more so than ever, he understands the importance of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see, man. We'll see how it goes. I'd like to see it, hell, just out of curiosity.
I don't know if I want to see it. I don't know if I want to see that push shot throw he has.
Oh yeah.
Let's see him drop back, boy. He was getting after it. He looks like a hamstring waiting to happen.
Oh, ain't no doubt. That groin, he's going to snap a groin. That first time he tried to take a drop. Because
he's going to go back hard.
He ain't pushing for depth. That's for damn sure. He's just a little old sidestepping, man.
It felt like it ripped my nuts off.
But if you hadn't taken
5 o'clock fire.
No, Bryce said it. If you hadn't taken drops in a long time, it might feel like old Bryce just said.
It ripped your nuts off.
Rip them off.
All right. Finally, Philadelphia Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni was on. Good for him. He was on the morning show at WIP, our sister station in Philadelphia, as he does a weekly with their morning show, as the head coach of the Eagles does a weekly with them. He said he was asked the question, Clint, are you considering the possibility of making a change at quarterback at some point in the season if Jalen Hurts continues to struggle? He said, no, I think that's ridiculous. He said during the weekly radio response, I know every time I go out on the field with Jalen Hurts as our quarterback, we have a chance to win the game. That's something that's been proven. We've won a lot of football games. First off, is that insane that he is even having to? How is that even a question?
Yeah.
How is that even a question back there?
I mean, there's been a lot of drama around them, obviously, and a lot of.
He won the Super Bowl six months ago.
But Ron, I mean, let's be honest, man. This AJ Brown stuff is, I mean, it's out of pocket, man. We were reading a book on the sideline. Now it's always bitching and moaning about the offense, man. You'd won eight games. Look, they lost three straight, obviously. So they were sitting at 8-2,
yeah,
or eight and three, something like that. But I mean, you're winning games. Your quarterback before this game. Now this is a rough game, no doubt about it. But before this game, he had 19 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. He was leading the league in touchdown to interception ratio. He was playing a brand of quarterback that you could really win with. Could the offense be different and fixed? Sure. Does he miss a couple of throws here or there? Sure. But I mean, we're talking about a Super Bowl winning quarterback that is the definitely the leader, you know, in the clubhouse. undisputed leader in the clubhouse that plays an unorthodox brand of quarterback, I would say, but it's who you are, it's what your identity is, and you win. And yet you've got one guy that's not happy about an offense, really, because he doesn't get as many touches as he wanted, as he wants. And it's just out of pocket, man. It's just This is why it's out of pocket, is because it leads to stuff like this.
Yeah, Tyler, it's just got to be a general rule, man. If you win the Super Bowl and you win the Super Bowl MVP and you do it against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, and 6 months later
they can't bench you.
You're in first place in your division by multiple games, and you can't get bent.
Yeah.
Hold on, though. I mean, we remember all those pick sixes Schaub had to start that one season, and he had been so good the years previous.
Yep. I'm going to go that out on a limb. I know my memory shakes up. I don't believe in a six-month period Matt Schaub had won a Super Bowl, won the Super Bowl MVP, and started off in first place. No, I don't think so.
Nope. Franchise hadn't made an AFC title game.
I don't think that happened. It's just insane.
Touche.
Like if Nick Sirianni hung up the phone or walked out of the room, I'd understand.
I agree.
I'd understand. I agree. It's an insane question to even pose. All right. Let's look at this, because this Texans team feels like, as Brandon said earlier, there is any given Sunday they can beat any team in the AFC. And to me, I feel like you've got to look at this team differently after this stretch they're in. Can this offense improve enough in the next month? Can they do things to improve enough to make the run that they potentially could make with this great defense? We'll discuss that next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. Some news to pass across, and some news that you need to know. It's just coming across. The Texans and many others have reported that the Chargers-Texans game, that game is in L.A. at SoFi Stadium, the Chargers and Texans game, December 27th, has been moved to that Saturday on December 27th. It originally was a game on Sunday. They have moved it on Saturday, December 27th at 3:30 Central is kick time. 3:30 Central, December 27th, Saturday. Texans will travel to L.A. to take on the Chargers. It will be an important game. Those two teams are right next to each other in the standings, or in the same vicinity in the standings in the AFC. Big game there, but it has been moved to a standalone game. Another standalone game for the Texans. It's been flexed to Saturday, and it will be on NFL Network. Saturday, NFL Network.
Well done. One of the bigger games in the AFC, definitely. It could even be bigger at that point. Right now, that game looks like it's going to be a monster game for both organizations, as well as impact, you know, some the Chiefs, the Ravens potentially, the Buffalo Bills potentially. Yeah, man, that's a big game. Well done. Well done flexing that thing into a window of being a standalone game. So, yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, it's a good one. Also, Saturday, December 27th, Texans taking on the Chargers on the road. So make sure you have that as a note for you. And that'll be a good defense they'll be playing. We just watched the Chargers and how they turned the Eagles over really four times, I guess a fifth time. One of them was on the same play, and not to me really counting as a normal turnover. But they turned them over four times, held them to 16 points. So that's a pretty good defense over there with the Chargers. And to me, Clint, I think the question is right now, we know this offense struggles. I don't think we've seen it struggle in a long time the way it did in that third and fourth quarter for the most part against the Chiefs on Sunday. But we're looking at this team, Clint, and I think the question has to be, is this team with this field has a legit chance to get to a spot that you have never seen the Texans get to in the entire history of the franchise? They've got a legit shot with their offense, with the field, they've got a legit shot. But I think we can all sit here and see, if the Texans lose, I think we we can paint the picture of what that game would look like. The defense giving you, and we've seen it this year, the defense giving you hell, and then all of a sudden your offense just cannot produce enough to go along with your great defense. And I'm saying to you, Clint, are there things you think that they can do over the next month, the next, obviously there's bigger things in the offseason where you can add players or change philosophy or whatever. But over the next month plus, do you see things that they can improve to make this offense better to go along with their defense?
Yeah, look, I think they got to use their quick game package. Every offense I've ever been a part of, which as a journeyman quarterback in several leagues, and every one of them have a very similar quick game. So this isn't like rocket science making something up. Every offense consists of a really, really good, pretty basic quick game package within every offense. It's already installed. It's already used to a certain degree. I think the Texans have to lean into their quick game package in a big way. It's not too much to ask. It's very doable. But it has to be done. It has to be. You can even look at it and say we need to expand our quick game. But it has to be called. It has to be called more often. C.J. Stroud it'd be ideal. We've heard a lot early on about C.J. Stroud having more control. It'd be ideal if C.J. Stroud, when he comes to the line of scrimmage and it's clear they're bringing inside pressure with a safety and a wheel linebacker or multiple linebackers, it would be ideal for C.J. Stroud to be able to audible and boom, switch some things up and have multiple quick options, not just one, and you hope it's on the side where the blitz is coming from and you hope it's not covered up and you hope there's not a D lineman jumping in your face. Like, let's check to a complete quick game where the majority of your options from as a pass catcher standpoint, they're running quick routes, whether it's the slant flat combos that we've all ran since we were little bitty, the double slant combos, if it's any kind of pick concepts out of a stack formation or out of a bunch formation, the different snag concepts out of a bunch formation, to where you've got multiple options quick right now, and you've got multiple quick options right now to either side. I think that is first and foremost. I don't think it would be out of pocket at all for D'Amico Ryans to go in there right now and say, right now it's late hell. What is it, Thursday, Wednesday? But like I'm talking about before the postseason gets here, and go, hey, we've got to work on and lean into our quick game. And I'm talking about calling it more often to protect our offensive line, protect our quarterback, and to keep us from losing games because the blitz or losing our quarterback because he's getting hit. We've got to have some kind of mechanism in our offense to where we can check to just basic routes. Right? I mean, because what the thing is you don't need anything extravagant. Because what you're trying to counter is blitzes. So you're getting basic coverages on the back end. It's not like it's rocket science here and you have to have some crazy creative quick package to get this done. I'm just talking to leaning into what you have. There's too many times right now where C.J. Stroud's snapping the football and guys are running 10, 12, 15-yard routes and he doesn't have any options until a late leak out by a tight end or a late leak out by a running back, and by that time the pressure's in his face, the pressure's already on him, he can't get the ball out. He needs right now answers more often, whether that's they're called more often or he has the ability to get to them. The screen game, the exact same spiel I just gave you on a quick game, the screen game should be there too. I know a lot of people, I know John Lopez of In the Loop, I know he hates the right now screen out to the wide receivers. You've got big guys, you've got Nico Collins who's held run after catch, you've got Jalen Noel, who's a really good open field guy. You've got to use those types of plays to counter the pressure that these defenses are bringing. I mean, because when you snap the football, Ron, and you drop straight back, and a defense is pressuring, you are playing into their hands. You're doing exactly what they hope you did.
I just think even overall, for what it seems like, you say to yourself, okay, can the offense be good enough to do what they need to do to complement the defense? And that's what they do. They talk about, let's play complementary football is what D'Amico says all the time. And to me, a compliment to that would be, all right, when we've seen this offense really kind of at its best, let's keep the ball, let's get first downs, we're not a big play offense, let's win the time of possession. And the quick stuff you're talking about, I think just adds to that and gives you a chance. I know people hate when I make the reference to the Chiefs, but the year and the adjustment they made, the year they won the Super Bowl against the 49ers, they just, their offensive line was a struggle, their tackles were a struggle, and their defense was the strength of their team. And they turned to quick game. That was all it was. Bam, bam, bam. And they would have, they'd have 11, 12, 13 play drives, and you know, it'd be 7-8 minutes. But they adjusted to that, and they maintained the ball. They won time of possession. They kept their defense fresh, and they played towards their defense and just tried to get points, right? And and to me, that seems to be what the Texans can do to complement their defense by holding onto the ball.
You're hitting the nail on the head, Ron. I mean, here's the deal is typically, and I'm just talking football 101, forget the Texans, I'm just talking football 101. When you've got a defensive-minded head coach that's got a defense built the way that this defense is built, and they're as successful as they are and as dominant as they are, that defensive-minded head coach is going to lean into let's stay ahead of the chains. Let's not turn the football over. Let's not take sacks. Let's not have penalties. If we can just minimize all that, we're going to win a lot of games, right? Typically, they're going to want to run the football offensively as well, which we know they do. They've mentioned it before, right? So typically what goes hand in hand with all of that, the defensive mind, the defense is great, the run game, minimizing mistakes, typically a good screen game and a good quick game protects you from all the disastrous plays, right? And it's baffling that the Texans, because it's not that they don't have a good either or, they don't even call it.
Yeah.
Like they don't even rely on it. They don't even use it.
They're in way too many in that second half, which also opened up Spags to come after you. They're in way too many third and eights, third and 16s, third and 12s, third and they're in way too many third and longs. And I think the quick game is, all right, maybe you're not breaking that, but you're looking at third and two, third and three.
Even when they don't blitz, if they bail out of everything, I mean, you've got your quick game concepts when you're running three and four man routes. Your quick game concepts are really good against man. They're really good against cover two. They're really good against soft corners in cover three or some kind of soft man. They're really good against quarters. So you can design it to where if they're not pressuring, hey, you still got really good looks. You still have really good. You got really good concepts, and so you're just protecting your quarterback and protecting your offensive line with the play call and not asking those five guys up front to be great every time, every snap or else.
Yeah. All right, coming up, T-Mill's Best Bets will make you a little bit of money. And, they got to figure out how they can keep this one particular player fresh the rest of the way. We'll discuss that next.
Now, Kathy Bates, that's a bad bitch right there.
I don't know how long.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
There she is, man. Fall finale coming up next, tomorrow. Matlock, baby. Fall finale. Little Kathy Bates, baby.
You're talking about your old ass people shows you watched yesterday. Reminded me of that drop.
She's cross.
She is a bad bitch.
She is. That show is fantastic.
She's fantastic.
I'm not going to kind of entertain how you're saying that she's fantastic, but it's a great show.
She's
a very respectable actress with a very legit
career. That's what I was saying.
Like, I think anybody on this show listened to you. It did not sound like you were referring to her acting skills the way you said. She's fantastic.
Oh, I mean, I bet she gets down in the sack, too.
See?
For sure.
Kathy Bates is in her mid-80s, man.
Stuff around.
Have you seen Misery? All right.
Where my mind always goes, Misery. It's awful.
Thicker than a snicker.
Is that where your mind goes when you think of her?
Put that wood block between the ankles and hit that thing with sledgehammer.
Oh, my God, man. What she did to James Caan.
Did you take your daughter to see that clip?
No, not yet. I got it on VHS, though. You think that's funny, huh?
Hey, man.
That was an alley-oop. I had to take
it. Hey, we got to do this tomorrow. I know they do questions of the day on In the Loop. But if you were in Clint's situation, would you have rather walked into sitting there and it was death and stabbing horror stuff, or two people right off the bat in the movie just getting it on?
Oof.
Well, it was
it's funny you ask. Funny you say.
Oh God.
I feel like the daddy of a daughter's got a
Like which is better? Like, damn, I saw the long knife in the stab wounds, or like somebody just right off the bat just riding them.
Yeah, that was manslaughter, sweetheart.
Well, can I tell you? Yeah, right. Can I tell
I'm
you?
I'm taking what, the killing, right?
Absolutely. The previous mistake I had she's now a junior in college, sophomore, junior in college. But at the time she was early high school, and she was staying with Uncle Clint and Uncle C actually in Lowe. And I thought, hey, we'll have a little movie night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What's wrong with you in these movies?
I mean, I had seen Dallas Buyers Club.
Oh. Is that what you were showing?
Well, that's what I...
Dallas Buyers Club?
I saw it on the TV. I said, well, watch this. This one ain't bad, man. She'll be all right. Hell, she's a sophomore, junior in high school, whatever. Boom. So I hit start. Do you remember how that one starts? Do you remember how Dallas Buyers Club started?
Now, this is Matthew McConaughey, right?
Yes, but do you remember how it starts?
I don't remember. That's been a while since I've seen it.
It literally, in the opening scenes, he has not one, but two prostitutes. And he is...
Cocaine and hookers, my friend.
Ron, baby.
Yes. Yes. And my wife looks at me like, Clint, what are you... I said, we'll get through it. It'll be all right.
I hurt my nose. I mean,
it went on for about 5 minutes. I was like, sorry, cuz. I got to turn this off. I won't even be able to look Jason in the face. My cousin... Oh, man. So I'm not very good at picking movies, clearly.
Yeah, no. Well, you pick the right one. You just don't go into the right ones. All right. Make sure you hang out with us tomorrow, Thirsty Thursday. We will be at Buffalo Wild Wings. We'll be in Baytown. Clint and Tyler Stomping Grounds will be in Baytown tomorrow off Garth Road. Come on, hang out with us for a little Thirsty Thursday as got a chance to win prizes and hang out. And have some great food and drink. Shout out to Bud Light. The Bud Light girls will be out there as well. And Buffalo Wild Wings for helping us put together Thirsty Thursdays. So come on out tomorrow. Baytown. Garth Road. Come hang out with us. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access, General Manager Nick Caserio will stop by for a little bit, so you might want to take that in. Coming up behind us, and then T-Mail's Best Bets. We'll do that here in just a bit. Before we get to T-Mail's Best Bets, Clint, I'll be honest. I'm looking at something, and when you look at this team and you're looking like, especially offensively, they've got an important three, right, in terms of weapons. And I think it's Nico Collins, Woody Marks, and Dalton Schultz.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how the other parts come about, but those are really important pieces. And right now, Woody Marks is entering a space, Clint, where he's playing more games than he's ever played in his life. This is the longest season he's been through. He's getting a ton of carries. And he got carries at SC his last year there, but he's never been a huge volume carry guy. We're talking 26 hard yards. He's having to pick up blitzes, and we're starting to see him have some nagging little injuries. Again, he's not practicing today with that ankle foot situation. He had to come out. And when you look at what's behind him, he's somebody where you're like, boy, they've got to find a way to keep him fresh. But, Clint, I'm not sure if this offense can afford to find a way to keep him fresh right now, because he is one of those important parts that they got to have on the field, because it changes their offense so much when he's not out there.
Yeah, look, I mean, he's just become such a big part of their ability to have success. I mean, because they're doing things better. They've shown improvement. In several aspects. I mean, from the offensive coordinator to the offensive line to the way Dalton Schultz is playing to the emergence of Higgins to what we knew Nico was all about. And CJ's, it seems like he's getting a little bit more of a rhythm and getting back to himself a little bit last week. But the reality of it is, when you look at critical moments and you look at situational football, I think the single biggest change for this football team is what Woody Marks has been able to do. If you look at games and you talk about two things, you talk about sustaining drives, whether it's third or fourth down. There's been multiple times recently where there's been an unblocked defender that is in the backfield with Woody Marks. He makes him miss, and he goes and not only gets the first down, but sometimes he gets 4 or 5 yards more than that. There's been 3, 4, 5 times in the last handful of games that's happened. That absolutely changes a game for any offense, but for this particular offense that doesn't seem to be able to do things consistently and score points, it's even more important. So then you take it and you talk about what he's been able to do in the red zone. Once again, making people miss that are unblocked, being able to turn the corner on some of the outside runs, catching the football and being instinctive like he was last week and like we've seen him multiple times this year, catching the football out of the backfield. I think the single person on this football team that has changed it more, that's changed the offense for the better more than anybody, is Woody Marks. And I think a big part of that is, and I don't know why it's this way with one guy but not with others, but the way in which Nick Caley has decided to use Woody Marks has been absolutely tremendous. There's multiple times in the game Sunday, when they were trying to get things started, to where, now they all didn't work, but you can tell their obvious efforts to throw him the football out of the backfield, right? And then you look at his ability, Ron, to put games away. At two of the last three games, I think, he's made runs, and he has been absolutely instrumental in the fourth quarter of getting another first down so that we can run the clock out versus the opponent. There's nobody, no single player having that kind of impact on this team, and Nick Caley's using him the right way, and CJ seems to find him, and it's just that impact he's having is absolutely tremendous. He's such a big part of it, man. How do you keep this thing going with the workload that he's had? That's the key, right?
That's the scary thing is, and we're starting to see him have some little nicks here. Can he hold up? And they need him to hold up for them, hopefully another 2 months.
Ooh, that's the thing, man. You need him for another 4 or 5 weeks, and for sure. And then you need him at his best.
Yes,
the next 6 to 8 weeks. Yeah. You know,
19 and 26 carries the last two.
Yep.
Games out, and that's just carries, not the other stuff. All right, T-Mill broke even yesterday. He's still sitting over 50%. Going to try to make you some cash tonight as he does his best bets. Again, if you need a point of reference to go back and look at these again, go to @TMillRealDeal where you can find his best bets. What you got tonight?
Yeah, the Euro Cup. I mean, the NBA Cup.
That's right, baby.
Continues on tonight. Not a whole lot of sports going on.
Want to apologize for you.
No, you're good.
The Lakers are not going to be using the NBA court. They're going to use their regular court. And I know how much you love those loud colored courts that they use. And I apologize. Just want to keep your heads
man.
Up. You might turn the channel off. You might turn it off.
I live for those vibrant colors most Wednesday nights, but I guess LA is going to be a-holes like that. That's cool. But we only got two games going on for the NBA. Not a lot of sports going on, period, around the world of sports tonight. But two NBA games going, and I got action in both of them, but only three picks. First and over, Suns at Thunder, the first game tonight. Thunder are going to just demolish Phoenix, but I'm on the over 223.5, that is 223.5 points in OKC between the Suns and Thunder. Next, I got the San Antonio Spurs, as Ron just mentioned, taking on the Lakers in LA without a vibrant court. I'm on the under in that one, under 242. I think that's just way too big of a number for San Antonio in LA tonight. And then Austin Reeves, he's going to get an over, but he's going to help him get to that under. He's also going to be getting some assists. That's a bonus bet if you wanted Austin Reeves' assists, but over 23.5 points for Austin Reeves and the LA Lakers tonight. Those are your three best bets.
Yeah, I like them all. I think you got a chance to go 3-0 on this. The Suns are without Devin Booker, without Jalen Green. They've got a lot of key injuries in this thing, but Dylan Brooks thinks he's Kobe, so we'll see what he does. He's averaging over 22 points a game. Mm-hmm. He's been really scoring
rip,
the ball
baby.
Well.
I feel like Kobe.
And Austin Reeves, there's going to be a lot of offense in that game. We'll see what happens there. There's no Victor as he's injured, so those drives to the lane will be easier for Austin Reeves. So
That's what the Whites used to do. Let me get that Austin Reeves with you, man.
You want a Benji?
Yeah, of course.
My That's only right. concern is if the game gets away from the Spurs and they start sitting. Yes, you don't know.
Ain't gonna happen.
We'll see.
If it gets away that bad, he's gonna have 23 in the first half.
You're probably right. Unless Luka goes and takes him.
That's right.
Got him over there. All right. Shout out to both CJ Stroud and D'Amico Ryans for kind of being on the show. Shout out to Brandon Scott for joining us. We'll be at Buffalo Wild Wings, Baytown, Garth Road tomorrow. Come hang out with us. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron. The show is always Houston. We love you, baby.
Hey, thank you, Tyler Milner. Thank you so much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.